Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtime with Rich Kimball. On this day, November 5th, 2017, Robert Knight, the R&B singer who took Everlasting Love to number 13 on the Hot 100 in 1967, dies of an undisclosed illness at the age of 72. Although he released follow-up material, none met with much success, and Knight later moved away from music to take a job at Vanderbilt University as a lab technician and chemistry teacher. On this day in 2015, Canadian Music Week announces that Andy Kim will be one of four inductees to the 2016 Canadian Music Industry Hall of Fame. During his career, Kim recorded 9 Billboard Top 40 hits and sold over 30 million records. On this day in 2005, Link Wray, the electric guitar innovator who is often credited as the father of the power chord, dies at his home in Copenhagen of natural causes. He is 76. His 1959 instrumental, Rumble, was banned by many radio stations, even though it had no lyrics whatsoever. On this day in 2003, Bobby Hatfield, one half of the Hall of Fame duo, the Righteous Brothers, dies of an apparent heart attack at the age of 63. On this day in 1988, the Beach Boys have their number one record on Billboard when Kokomo from the movie Cocktail reaches the top. It had been 22 years since the group had their last number one hit with Good Vibrations. On this day in 1971, announcer Al DeVorn utters what would become a well-known phrase, Elvis has left the building, at the end of a Minneapolis concert. He was asked to make the announcement in an effort to quiet the fans, who continued to call for an encore. Ironically, DeVorn was killed in an automobile accident following a concert by an Elvis impersonator in August of 2004. On this day in 1966, 8 weeks after their TV series debuts, the Monkees have the number one record with Last Train to Clarksville. And on this day, November 5th, 1965, The Who release a song which will become a sort of anthem for British teens, rising to number two in Britain. In the U.S., however, despite performing the tune on the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour, the song will be mostly ignored and would get no higher than number 74 on the Billboard Hot 100. However, the song would be later named number 11 on Rolling Stone magazine's list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. What's the song? The answer's right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at DunnettInc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, November 5th, 1965, The Who released a song which will become a sort of anthem for British teens, rising to number two in Britain. In the U.S., however, despite performing the tune on the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour, the song will be mostly ignored and will get no higher than number 74 on Billboard. However, the song would be later named number 11 on Rolling Stone magazine's list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. Here's The Who with a hit about teenage angst, My Generation.
People try to put us to death.
Generation.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things they do look awful.
Talking about my generation.
I hope I die before I get old.
Talking about my generation.
Take my generation, baby. Why don't you all fade away? Try and dig what we all say. I'm not trying to cause a big sensation. I'm just talking about my generation.
We'll be right back.
what we all Not generation. Before I get old.